Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, increasingly, going for couples counselling doesn't necessarily mean that the wheels are about to fall off the relationship. Indeed, there is a trend now for couples to attend before they get married, just to iron out any wrinkles in advance. Mary Johnston is a counsellor with Accord. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon, Sean, and thank you for having me on.
When people are come to you, do you, before you even see them, do you have to kind of get an outline of what the issues are? And can that mean you'll say to them, you don't need to see me, you can just figure this out yourselves?
No, when people come to us, when couples come to us, Sean, they meet with their counsellor on the first appointment and we go through what we call a needs assessment with them. We give them time to talk and tell us what they feel are the issues that are troubling them in their relationship, whether they're serious issues, not quite so serious, niggly issues. So we give them a chance to go through every aspect of their relationship. We cover a number of areas: communication, problem behaviour, intimacy, conflict management, and family issues. So we cover all those areas and they tell us how they're feeling about the relationship and what they feel needs to be better or needs to be changed. They mightn't both feel the same way. They mightn't both bring up the same things. And from that point then, we will work with them to help them to improve their relationship in the way they want to improve it.
If one of the parties thinks there isn't a problem, but the other one does, what do you do then?
Well, that's often the case. Like often the case, you'll have one person reluctant to come and maybe comes less willingly than the other. And you'll often have people coming, I suppose, that feel, maybe all of us, if we look at ourselves, Sean, if I went along for therapy, couples therapy, or you did, maybe we might be inclined to look at our partner and say, look, it's all his fault, it's all her fault. But I think a relationship, a couples therapist looks at the relationship and we look at the dynamics, we look at the patterns, and we usually find that there are changes that are needed on both ends. And the role and the time spent in the counselling room with the couples therapist helps them to not only understand themselves and the relationship dynamic, but helps them to understand what the relationship, the dynamic is like for their partner and how their partner experiences them. So we're trying to develop understanding and tolerance and all of that on both sides.
Yeah, and it's, and increasingly there are people, because it's so kind of normalised nowadays, are people coming in, it's almost like a snag list of the relationship rather than there's some big, huge existential issue.
Well, I suppose when you have a difficulty in a couple relationship, Sean, you're going to, you know, it's going to bother you. It's going to upset you. I suppose, you know, if sometimes we might feel they're not huge issues, but if it's troubling somebody, it's a significant issue. People come in at different times after maybe a marriage preparation course. Something might come up for them that they feel, oh, this issue needs to be addressed. We need to tease this out. Maybe shortly after marriage, sometimes, you know, the romance, the build up to the marriage, the excitement of the ceremony, maybe whatever ceremony they're having, the excitement of the honeymoon. And then things can fall a little bit flat afterwards. And then you might have family issues on maybe either side. So it's at many different stages of life that people will come and, you know, look to tease out and sort out and improve their couple relationship.
If there's a problem, if a couple have been together for a long time and there's an ingrained issue, does that, the longer it's there, does that make it more difficult to fix?
Well, I suppose, yeah, like we get into pattern behaviour, but I would say from a Accord's perspective, if we encourage people to come sooner rather than later. When you're feeling the little bumps and crunches, that's the time to contact us. That's the time to come to us because we're specialists in couple relationships. But on the other hand, it's never too late. And sometimes people, a couple might come and they'd say, are we the worst couple you ever had? Oh. This has been going on for so long. And I would say, no, I've never met the worst couple. If each party in the couple relationship is willing to look at themselves, make some changes, as well as looking at what might be not going well with the other person, then there's a chance that we can improve that relationship. Relationships that can't improve probably would be more likely to be where there's problem behaviours that some one of them or both of them are not willing to maybe acknowledge or change, or where there's fear in a relationship and control and dominance. So those relationships are probably less likely to have the capacity to improve as much as other relationships.
Yeah. Now, the different approaches you take, describe to us, what is the Gottman method?
Well, our approach is person-centred. So we're basically person-centred couples counselling. So we respect everybody. We're not judgmental. We're congruent, genuine, and all of the rest. Then our couples or our counsellors are trained in many different models of couples therapy. And one of them would be the Gottman method. Now, the Gottmans are doctors who live in the States, and they've done 40 years of research on couples and what helps a couple relationship to last and to be a good relationship for both, and the things that will prevent that. So they've done a lot of research. So they've a lot of empirical research, and they're very practical tips and strategies. They will focus on things like appreciation, how to manage conflict in a respectful way, how to be more regulated in yourself when you're talking to your partner about what's annoyed you or what's upset you. So they talk about, you know, how to become closer, to keep close, to keep appreciative, and all that type of thing. So it's a strategy, a model that we can use. And our couple counsellors would have training in the Gottman method. We would include that in our initial training with them.
In your experience, Mary, do couples really argue about the same five or six things over and over and over again?
There can be a kind of existing and enduring things. And that's actually one of the things the Gottmans say. They say something like 69% of problems possibly will not be solved, but they'll be managed. So I suppose my experience, I would say there's couples who come in and something has happened. They didn't see it coming, or it kind of jumped up and bit them. And then on the other hand, you would have a couple coming in and something has been going on for a long time and they know they need to deal with it. But I suppose if you knuckle down and you want to stay in the relationship, you love the other person and you're prepared to make changes yourself as well as in the pattern of behaviour in the relationship, then even long-standing difficulties can be addressed and managed.
Mary, thanks very much.
That's what I'd say. There's always hope.
There's always hope. Mary, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Mary Johnson there, a counsellor with Accord.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.